104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Good morning, everyone. How are we?
We are great, Ellie, but I would have thought you would be greater because I saw that it was your puppy Boo's birthday yesterday. 8 years old.
So cute.
It sure was. I love my little poodle Boo. Oh, she's a cavoodle. Don't call her a poodle. And yeah, I treat this dog like as if she is a child, like as if she is a human. I love her. She sleeps in our bed.
Really?
My husband and I, Jamie, she literally will crawl between us and she has her head on the pillow and my husband will be snoring and she'll be there snoring away.
That's so cute. There were three in the bed and the little one said, roll over.
This dog, she is my life. Like, I just love her to bits. And I want to throw a party because she's turning eight and
why
I'm
not?
Really excited.
Mm. Yeah, except there's a problem with this, guys.
Which is?
It's a dog. It's not a human. It doesn't know that it's having a party.
I disagree.
She doesn't know that there's like lolly bags and like people there for her birthday. Like, she doesn't understand the concept of her birthday. She's just like, yay, people food.
I'd be sending out invites, sending out the neighbourhood dogs, getting them around.
It's a dog.
This is the thing. So I put it forward to my husband, Jamie, the other night, and I pulled out the iPhone and recorded our chat.
I love
it. This is how it went down.
So it's Boo's birthday tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Boo.
Would you mind if I put together like a party for her?
Are you kidding?
No.
No, you're not doing a party.
She's our fur baby. Yeah. Why can't we have a party for her?
I'm not.
What if Jaffa and Molly were to come over and we go to the dog park and they just have cake and they run around?
No, that won't be happening. There will be no parties for the dogs. Oh, do you know why? Because she's a dog.
So look, my beloved husband Jamie, he is dead against it. And I was like, well, I'm going to talk about it on the radio and ask the beautiful people of Canberra to show my support and get behind my idea. And 131060, is it normal to throw your dog a birthday party?
That's the question that we want to know.
Completely agree. I'm on your side, Elle. I think we've got callers coming in.
Julie, have you in the past ever thrown a party for your dog?
Yes.
If you can cry when your best mate passes away, then why can't you throw it a party?
Absolutely. Julie, what did you do for your dog on the birthday?
I gave it anything it wanted. Made bacon and eggs. Loved it.
Did it have lolly bags? Were there any games involved?
We let our greyhound sleep on the lounge and snuggle up, of course.
See, thank you. Another
one. Love it.
Kyla in Belconnen, what is your vote? Can she or can she not have a party for a puppy?
Definitely have a party for a puppy.
Yes.
You guys are insane. It's a dog.
Yeah. Now, do you have a dog, Kyla? And what did you do for your dog?
Well, she's 6 months currently, but I have a German Shepherd.
Oh, well, you'd already planning the first celebrations, wouldn't you?
Well, I wasn't going to until now, so thanks for that.
Oh, fabulous. Okay. Well, don't you worry. I'm going to do some research. I might give the cake lady Canberra buzz and see if she's able to make a special dog cake for Boo. And then I'll pass on her details to you, Kyla, so you can have a great first birthday for your German Shepherd.
Please do.
Schmacko cake or something? Is that what you're calling it?
It is normal to throw your dog a birthday party.
Yes.
Debate settled. Jamie, you just go to the pub instead, all right?
Absolutely.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
You may have heard that there were some imposters yesterday in Canberra.
There
was a spotting. We're talking about cane toads in the ACT, and you guys were freaking out about it. Jason, we had a little bit of a tag on Facebook on the picture, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, what do we do with them? And I'm like, what do you mean, what do we do with them?
They're the ugliest looking creatures I have ever come across. I don't know. I was very uncomfortable. So are they dangerous? I don't even know.
they are toxic if you touch their backs, and they can also inflict great pain in your dogs. But the amazing thing was yesterday when this news came out about cane toads is watching Queenslander, one Bethany Larson, just go into full-blown Queenslander mode.
Yeah, guys, I'll show you how we deal with it up in Queensland. We know how to deal with these cane toads.
So, okay, so these guys are toxic. So is there, I mean, how do you get rid of them? That's my question. Do you sweep them away?
I'll fear not, Jason, because we've got an expert here from bloody Queensland.
Okay.
I'll tell you the three top ways that we deal with these cane toads up in Queensland.
I feel like you need to be chewing wheat right now as you say this and all spit right. in a bucket. Okay. Okay. Go, Betho.
The first way. You run them over with your car, of course.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, so my brother used to literally play a game, especially after it had been raining. So there'd be, you know, a little thunderstorm and we'd be driving and he'd be like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and we'd just see how many we could get. It was a little bit of a game because you'd have to sort of drift to the side and you'd just see how many you could kill on the way, you know, home from work or something.
Okay, I'm definitely not recommending doing that at all, Okay.
Although it dirties the tyres, so you've got to be careful.
Oh, okay, move on. What is the second method there, Betho?
Well, we were lucky that we had a bit of acreage out the back in our place where we lived just near Currumbin on the Gold Coast in Queensland.
She's a real Queenslander, isn't she?
And, you know, had a tennis court out the back. Anyway, so my brother would get the golf clubs. He'd get the big one. What's the big golf club called?
No, I don't want to hear it.
I don't know what the big one's called. The driver or something. The driver. That's the one. So he'd get the driver and he'd just, you know, he'd line up the shot.
No. I'm taking my headphones.
And then he would go.
Okay.
And he would just deck it out the back.
Mm-mm. Is there a more humane way? Tell us what the professionals say.
They're my favourite ways. Okay. Well, in all seriousness though, my third suggestion, and I was actually chatting to my mother about this yesterday, and she said, this is the most humane way that the RSPCA suggests, okay? So you've got to collect them in a plastic bag, and then you pop them in the freezer. I'm not even kidding. That is the most humane way to deal with it. But I'm like, what if you like go to get ice cream out and you think it's like chocolate ice cream, and then you go to open it and you're like, oh my gosh, it's cane toad.
Okay. So cane toad ice. Elle, did you hear that?
Yeah, well, I took my headphones off because I could not listen to some of that conversation. It was horrific. You can't treat an animal like that no matter what.
So I think the next time
cane
I go to Beth's
house. Cane toad ice cream for dessert tonight.
Well, no, the next time I go to Beth's house and she offers me a cold drink with ice in it, there is no way I'm accepting anything from her freezer.
Who knows what it could be. But please, this is actually a message from the ACT Parks and Conservation Service that do not kill them because it is most likely a native frog. And if you are concerned, then please do get in contact with him. You can call Access Canberra on 13 22 81.
And if you do want to come to Queensland, I'll show you how to properly deal with those
cane toads. With Betho. No.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Look, guys, I've been having so much fun. I have signed up Betho, our very own, to seekingarrangements.com, which is basically a website where young people, guys or girls, can seek out their sugar daddy or sugar mama.
Now, sugar daddy, according to the Oxford Dictionary, is a rich older man who lavishes gifts on a young woman in return for her company.
Just company, like that's the thing. What do they expect in return?
Well, sometimes that's all they want to do. They just want to wine and dine.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Okay.
Mm. Want someone to Netflix and chill with.
Well, absolutely.
I'm
have
happy
a glass
with
of wine.
Netflix.
Yeah, not the chill.
Well, maybe after a few wines. No, I'm kidding.
So I have signed up Betho online, and I've loved this, by the way. Now let us begin. A username, partygirl23.
I'm 24.
I don't know. And then the description, which is the best part, what you're looking for, I've written someone who is mega super rich, someone who can splurge and buy me diamonds, designer bags. I want money and lots of it. So I've really...
really painted a good picture of me there. Sound like a down-to-earth, lovely human being.
Well, but it's kind of true because you've been sitting there before talking about, I really want a Gucci bag for $1,500.
No, I bought a Gucci for $1,500 and I have like no money.
Yeah, but so see, if you get a sugar daddy, rich. You won't have to worry.
That's true.
And I wanted to find Beth the biggest fish. Like I didn't want to go for like a goldfish. I wanted to find you like the shark in the ocean. So I got a little notification.
A killer whale.
A killer whale, literally. Well, this guy sounds like a killer whale. His username is Farmer Big Boy. And he's written to me.
Well, you've had a conversation with him.
I haven't written back.
He's written to
me.
He
has just written.
Do you have my picture on there?
No. It's just like, he's obviously loved my description. He wants
a party, guys. All right. Mm. We need to hear what the sugar daddy has written to Beth on the website. What's the message, Jason?
Yeah. Hey, I would love to meet with you sometime. I'm happy to fly you to Sydney, wine and dine. I'd love to get to know you.
Stop. One question.
How rich is he?
No, is it business class?
Well, babe.
There's no business class on flights.
Otherwise, no.
There was a lot of messages, by the way, people that were worth like $500,000, $1 million. I was like, no. We want the killer whale. He is worth, supposedly, $100
million. $100 million. And how old is he, Jason?
He's 75 years old.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't even have relatives that old alive.
Girl, I'd do it. I would be there for $100 million.
Beth, think of business class.
Think of the jets.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we're going to tee this up. We're going to make this date happen. Fantastic. We'll get you to a nice restaurant in Sydney, and we're going to give you an update over the next couple of days, guys. You watch this space.
Absolutely.
It's going to be true love. And then we get to plan a radio wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
75
Although
years
I better
old.
Get married quickly, though, before he, nods off to...
Well... It's going to be love, a match made in heaven.
Two words for you, Beth. Prenup.
Yeah.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
We actually have a bloke who works with us for our sister station on the Central Coast. His name is Gaundy, and he's taken time off the past couple of days to chase down the royal family. We've got him on the line. G'day, Gaundy.
Guys, Dub Vegas is going off at the moment.
Sounds like my type of place.
We hit up the zoo yesterday, of course, and we hit up the jail because when you're in Dubbo, you just have to do back-to-back school excursions, of course. But the Royals aren't going to either one of those, we found out today.
What? So, where are they going instead?
So they're going to the Royal Flying Doctor's Service this morning. They're about to land any minute now. They're about to hit Dubbo, and then... I believe they're visiting a bunch of other places around. I'm not 100% sure, but where we are today is Victoria Park, where they're going to be meeting the people of Dubbo. So we're all about the people, and that's where we're going to be today.
And you've been getting amongst the people. You've camped out the past couple of days to get prime position in Dubbo.
Yeah, don't make me sound too keen, all right, Beth? All right, just ease up on the keenness, but... Yeah, we are here right now. We are the first ones here at the park. There's a couple of TV crews and whatnot, but families and stuff are starting to roll in, but everyone's super excited about it. I'll tell you what, in the middle of Dubbo, they've got royal stuff everywhere, obviously, but they've got these mannequins in a lot of the shops, and they've cut out pictures of Meghan and Harry, and they've put them on the front. It's a little bit strange.
It's a little bit stalkerish, isn't it? It's like...
a little bit. Like, I just think Dubbo, because I'm from the Central Coast, but I think Dubbo just needs to just cool it a touch.
Just calm down a bit. Gaundy, you've been there for a couple of nights. Now, where would you recommend Meghan and Harry go for lunch? Is there a local pub?
Oh, yeah, the Old Bank Pub is where everyone seems to hang out. We had a few cans with the mayor there yesterday.
A few cans?
Yeah. Now, were they?
The mayor's a loose unit. They've made a beer specifically for the Royals, and he's an absolute loose unit. He's getting on it at midday.
Sounds like him and Harry will get along really well. Where's my invite, guys?
Yeah, it's party time in Dubbo, guys. We're going to get on it tonight.
What is the Dubbo beer like? Is it nice or...?
Yeah, it's actually good. We snuck a couple of cans in the car.
Yes, you did.
We're going to take a few cartons back home with us. It's legit. If you can get yourself on some Harry juice, get it.
Oh, my gosh. This
Harry
is the best
juice.
Thing
this
ever.
Is great.
Is it orange? Please tell me it's orange.
Well, all beer's kind of orangey, isn't it? So it's perfect. It's Harry juice, guys. You've got to taste it. You've got to taste the fine drop of Harry.
No, you know what? You know what Harry needs is one of the cluster eights from Bent Spoke. That'll sort him out. Canberra's best beer. Harry will be on the D floor at the Old Bank Hotel having the time of his life in Dub Vegas.
Hey, what's the go with him not coming to Canberra?
Do not start. He should be at Mooseheads right now.
This is the nation's capital, but everyone forgets about us, poor old Canberra.
Mate, I'm going to kidnap Harry and Meghan. I'm going to bring them to Canberra.
They can stay at my place. I've got a spare bedroom.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's all stay at yours. I hear there's a few snipers around Dubbo today, so yep. I may not come on too strong. But, hey, let's kidnap them, and we're going to bring them to Canberra, guys.
And bring those cans from Dubbo.
Yeah, beers, Harry, Megan, what a road trip to Canberra it would be.
Well, happy hump day, guys.
Sounds like a regular Wednesday night in Parliament. Gawndy, thank you so much for the chat.
On you, guys. Have a good one.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.